Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. It's been a few weeks since we've been here. Today we're going to talk, cool music. We're going to talk some college football today, and we're entering the final stretch of the college football regular season. We're in November already. And, the first rankings or first college football playoff rankings came out. We will go over those and also kind of what to expect to navigate through the rest of this month and, of course, the first week of December, which were the conference championship games. So there's a lot to go over. Right now, these rankings are just like a snapshot, basically, of where the teams are right now. And there's a lot of scenarios that can occur in between now and then. This is why I'm looking forward to next season when the playoffs expand to 12 teams, because the criteria is so rigid and inconsistent that the committee has to use to figure out who the top four teams are. And there's just not enough of a difference, I think, between four and five or six. So overall, when you have 12 teams, it's going to make it a lot easier. I'm not saying it's perfect, because you're still going to have the same problem who's after number 12, but at least you'll have a lot more teams. And you could also have a similar effect to what Major League Baseball has had, where they've had underdog teams suddenly advance to the World Series and win the World Series the past few years. Just looking at the past 3 years, I mean, the Braves won 88 games and they went on to win the World Series 2 years ago. And then the Braves and Dodgers were the number one and two seeds in the NL, were both knocked off the past 2 years after getting byes. And of course, the Rangers and D-backs just finished up the World Series. Both of them were wild card teams. Just a complete surprise this year, the Rangers winning the World Series, the D-backs even making the playoffs and getting to the World Series, which I think is good for the sport because, as long as you get into the tournament, it's all that matters. And then play your way. And Bill Parcells used to say that. Just get into the tournament. It's regular season's important, but if you get into the tournament, anything can happen. So we're going to go over the CFP rankings. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this. All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, and we're going to go over the first set of college football rankings, which came out around Halloween. So here they are. You have Ohio State, which is undefeated at, I believe they're 8-0. They're number one. 8-0 Georgia, number two. 8-0 Michigan, number three. 8-0 Florida State, number four. So right now, those are your first four teams in. That's followed by number five, Washington, who's also 8-0. Washington Huskies. Oregon Ducks are 7-1. Texas Longhorns 7-1. Alabama Crimson Tide 7-1 at number 8. Oklahoma Sooners at number 9, 7-1. Ole Miss, they are number 10. Penn State number 11. Missouri, that's a surprise. They're 7-1, ranked number 12. So if we were to use the playoff system for next season, these would be your 12 playoff teams if the playoffs were to start today, as they say. So what you would have would be top four teams, Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, and Florida State, would receive byes. And then your 5-12 matchup would be Missouri would play in Seattle against the Huskies. Penn State would be your 11-6 matchup. They would go on the road to Oregon to face the Ducks. Ole Miss would go on to go to Texas and play the Longhorns in a 10-7 matchup. And then your 9-8 matchup, Alabama would host the Sooners. So obviously, that's not the situation this year, so it's all hypothetical. And I'm just giving you an example of what that would look like next year. So let's look at, again, going over the rankings, Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, Florida State, Washington Huskies are all 8-0, all undefeated. Texas, Alabama, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Penn State, Missouri, and Louisville. Louisville is ranked 13th. They're all at 7-1. So everybody from 13 on has a chance at the playoffs, just based on record. These are all undefeated or one-loss teams. The rest of the teams in the top 25 all have two losses. Actually, there's also Tulane. They're 7-1. Sorry, I forgot about them. But remember, they are a group of five. They're outside the power conference structure. They have an outside chance. LSU, I believe, would be – sorry, Notre Dame and LSU, I believe, would be the only two-loss teams that would have, a chance at reaching the playoffs. And part of that is because Notre Dame, they have played a – a very tough schedule this season. They had a very tough stretch a few weeks ago, and they look like a strong team. But their problem is they won't be able to play in a conference championship game. So that will hurt them. They will need just about everybody above them to lose two games and have no more than three undefeated to be that fourth team, which I think is unlikely. LSU, I think, has a chance if they are able to win out and they defeat Georgia in the SEC championship game. Now, if they do get in based on that, it would be a very unlikely chance. However, if they do beat Alabama this week and they do go on and beat if they go on to the SEC championship game, let's say they beat Georgia, I think they're in. I think they have a pretty good chance of being in, but a lot of it has to do with what's above them. I think overall the playoff committee, if they had their choice, they like balance. So if each of the conferences, the Big Ten, the SEC, the Big Ten, the ACC, and the Pac-12 each have an undefeated team, if those all hold up and they could hold up, but you only have four teams. Those four from each conference are undefeated. I think those teams will be in. Now, Ohio State and Michigan, they will be playing each other on Black Friday weekend or Thanksgiving weekend. So the loser of that, I'm not saying they're going to be out, but if you do have that four undefeated team scenario in each conference, and you can't have that in the Big Ten, but if one of the Big Ten, if either Ohio State and Michigan win out, Georgia wins out, Florida State, and the Huskies win out, they'll all be in. Now, in the 7-1 teams, let's say Oregon reaches the 12 championship game, and they play Washington, and they defeat Washington. If you're the committee, what do you do? What do you do? Because they'll each be one-loss teams. They'll each be 12-1 at that point, and they will have split. Because remember, the Huskies defeated the Ducks a few weeks ago. Now, and then let's say you have you only have three undefeated teams, and then Texas and Oklahoma both reach the Big 12 championship game. They're currently both 7-1. So they would both have to win out and each go 11-1. The winner there would be 12-1. Okay? So I think a 12-1 Big 12 champion has a chance at getting in if either Washington loses or Florida State loses. Florida State, I think, has the best chance just because the ACC, I think, is the, in my opinion, again, this is my opinion, I think it's the weaker of the remaining undefeated power conferences. And Georgia with one loss can still get in. They have a big game against Missouri this week. Now, Missouri, if they win, if they obviously have to defeat Georgia, if they win out, they've got a pretty good chance at a playoff. If they defeat Georgia and then go on and win the remaining regular season games and the SEC championship game, they would be at 12-1 and would have defeated Georgia. So I think both LSU and Missouri have a chance at a playoff if they win out, as does Alabama. If Alabama wins out and they're 12-1 SEC champions, I think they're in. I think they're in because, like we said, you're going to have a one game. You're not going to have two undefeated out of the Big Ten. At most, you'll have three. Well, you have three undefeated. You could have the one of the Big Ten teams, Florida State and Washington. And that would give Alabama or one of the SEC teams, if they do win out, whether it's Alabama, Missouri, or LSU, a decent, really real decent chance of getting in the playoff. I think if that was the case and you ended up with a 12-1 SEC champ and a 12-1 Big 12 champ, this is where it gets interesting. Let's say that Texas and Alabama are fighting over that last spot. That number four spot. Who do you put in? Okay. I would put in Texas because Texas beat Alabama. But plays in the Big 12, and Alabama's in the SEC. And the SEC is perceived to be the stronger conference. So that's a scenario where I don't know what the committee will do on that. I think I've always believed that when it's head-to-head, you go with the team that won. But we've seen scenarios before where that hasn't happened, particularly I think in the old BCS where teams that were beaten head-to-head, I think they were beaten head-to-head and they got in over the other team. I can't remember exactly what year or which team, but I remember it was fairly inconsistent. Oh, we're also forgetting about Ole Miss. Ole Miss has a chance as well. So you have four SEC teams that, if possible, they could all win out and get that playoff spot. Alabama, Ole Miss, Missouri, and LSU. LSU has probably the most outside chance because they're at 6-2. Penn State, I don't think they have a chance now. They've, since they lost to Ohio State, and I believe they lost to Michigan as well. So they would have to win out and hope Ohio State and Michigan both lose at least one game, if not two. Correct. Penn State plays Michigan. So if Penn State, they play Maryland this weekend. They have to win that game. And if they can go on and remain undefeated, they could get in over Michigan. And if Michigan were to defeat Ohio State, you'd have Michigan and Ohio State both at one loss, Penn State at one loss, but then they lost to Ohio State. So then you'd have to have the results come from the Big 12 championship game. I don't even know how they'd decide that. You would have they'd all be tied. They'd all be tied head to head. So like we said, you could have these four remaining teams from each of the conferences go undefeated. That would be a very smooth glide path for the committee. On the other hand, you could have chaos, and I think we're headed for that in the final year of this four-team structure. And if you have any, if you'd like to call in, our number is 563-999-3409. We're discussing the current college football rankings and some of the scenarios that could occur that could shake it up going into the 4-team playoff. And again, that's why I'm looking forward to the 12-team playoff starting next year, because it'll make things a lot easier. You'll have a lot more variety in terms of what teams are in, and you can get different results. And you know, nothing against the four-team format. I thought it was a great idea when it started. It's definitely an improvement over the two-team, the old two-team BCS. And the BCS was an improvement over the old system, which was no playoff. It was just trying to match the top two teams in a bowl game, which didn't always happen. So you'd end up with either two different champions or multiple champions, you know, unless you had unaffiliated teams, like independent teams, they could play in, for example, the Fiesta Bowl, which wasn't tied to any conference. But otherwise, you had to match an undefeated, unaffiliated team into one of the bowl games, which was not always easy. Sometimes you had two of them. So the BCS was definitely an improvement over that old system. And the 14 playoff, definitely an improvement over the BCS. But now we're headed into the 12-team era, which I think is more of a natural playoff. And yeah, the argument is, oh, it hurts the meaning and importance of the regular season. And yes, it does. On the other hand, I think you need a bigger tournament. I think it creates more interest. It also makes the playoff longer, four rounds instead of just two. And you don't have that month. There's about a month in between the conference championship games and the semifinals, which are usually around New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, or right before that. And speaking of that, let's go over the schedule for the 12-team playoff for next year. This is 2024. So here's how it would look. 2024, Saturday, December 7th, would be the conference championship game, so your first Saturday in December. And then September 14th, Saturday, would be the Army-Navy game. That's what I'm assuming because it's the weekend after. And then the following Friday, you would have your first round games. So these would be your 5 to 12 matchups, 5th seed through 12th seed matchups. You'd have one game on a Friday evening on the third Friday, and then the third Saturday, you'd have three games, an early afternoon game, late afternoon, and evening. Okay, and then you'd have the quarterfinals. So the four winners of the first round would face the top four teams, which have a bye. And according to this, the first game would be Tuesday, New Year's Eve. And the on Wednesday, you'd have, on New Year's Day, you'd have an early afternoon game, late afternoon, which would be the Rose Bowl, and an evening game, the Sugar Bowl. Okay? Hope you're with me so far. Okay, so those are your quarterfinals. And then top four teams, instead of them being selected now by a committee, the top four teams would have to win in the quarterfinals. And let me go back. The first round games would be the host teams. The 5 through 8 would be the host of those, or, you know, seeds 8 through 5 would be the host of those. So so you could have a cold weather first round game. And then your quarterfinals, okay, then that would be four teams advancing into the semifinals. So the semifinals would be a week later, and those are scheduled for the 2nd, Thursday, and Friday of January, okay? And the reason for that is you have NFL playoff games on the Saturday, that Saturday and Sunday. So, my goodness, you'd have semifinals Thursday night, semifinals Friday night, NFL playoff games Saturday and Sunday. I think you'd have, what is it, 3 and 3? 6? Wow, that's a lot of games. And then your college football national championship game would be the third Monday in January in 2025. Right now it's the second Monday. Okay, so now we go to 2025, fall. Same thing. You have the conference championship games first Saturday, December 6th, followed by Army-Navy, presumably, the second Saturday. And then the third Friday of the month, your first round game that evening. Three first round games on Saturday, quarterfinals. So the four winners of the first round games advance to the quarterfinals to face the top four teams. So that would be like your wild card round, your first round. And then your then that would be Wednesday, New Year's Eve, and then Thursday, New Year's Day. So one game on New Year's Eve in the evening, and then three on New Year's Day. Early afternoon, late afternoon would be your Rose Bowl again and the Sugar Bowl. Okay, so that looks like some of them rotate, but they want to keep the Rose Bowl late afternoon, Sugar Bowl evening. Okay, so the semifinals would be second Thursday and Friday in 2026 now. And we already explained that's because of the playoff games and on NFL playoff games Saturday and Sunday. So that's quite a weekend there, Thursday through Sunday. Two playoff college football semifinals and then three NFL playoff games Saturday and Sunday. Wow. Okay, and then you have then the championship game would be the third Monday of in 2026. All right. So overall, I think that sounds a little more interesting. But we still have this last four-team playoff to go. As we already mentioned, there's many, many different playoff scenarios. We could do the top four undefeateds right now, or we can do – you have all sorts of scenarios of one-loss teams. You have four that could come out of the SEC besides Georgia. And you could have two out of the Pac-12, either Oregon or the Huskies. In the ACC, the only other one-loss team is Louisville. If Florida State loses or if they play each other in the ACC championship. And remember, the way the conference championship games are now, they don't match divisions, so it's the top two teams, tiebreakers, facing off. So you're not going to have a 12-0 team play a 9-3 team or 10-2 team, and that second team is not the second-best team or second-best record. So that makes it more interesting. You have each team in the conference championship game has a potential to get into the playoffs this year and definitely next year, starting next. That's why I think it makes it a lot more interesting with that system. So again, if you'd like to call in, we're at 563-999-3409. Let's look at some of the big games this weekend. Of ranked teams. So number 7, Texas, hosts number 25, Kansas State. That is at 11 a.m. Central. Number 3, Ohio State, on the road against Rutgers. That's 11 a.m. Texas A&M on the road against Ole Miss. Another 11 a.m. game. Number 11, Ole Miss. Number 19, Tennessee, which is 6-2, hosts Connecticut at 11 a.m. 7-2, Notre Dame, ranked number 12. They go on the road against Clemson. So that'll be a tough game, I think. Even though Clemson's down, they still have something to prove, I guess, if they have a chance to knock off Notre Dame. Utah, which they're a two-loss team now. They're ranked number 18th. Number 18, they host Arizona State at 1 o'clock Central. Georgia or Missouri goes on the road against Georgia. That's a 2:30 game on CBS, 2:30 Central. Georgia's ranked, they're actually number 2 now. Missouri's, these are old rankings. These are not the current rankings. Okay, and then Michigan hosts Purdue. That'll be 6:30 Central on Saturday. And then the big one in the SEC, this is for pretty much all the marbles, or you could say an elimination game at this point. Whoever wins this is on track to win the SEC West and has a chance at both the SEC championship and a playoff spot. And that'll be Alabama hosting LSU. That'll be an evening game, 6:45 on CBS. Last year, LSU defeated Alabama, and LSU went on to win the SEC championship. The SEC West before losing to Georgia in the SEC championship game. Alabama is looking to win their. Well, it hasn't been that long. They just won the SEC title 2 years ago, and they were out of the playoff last year. Penn State, they play at 2:30 Central. They're on the road against Maryland. Florida State, 2:30 Central as well, on the road at Pitt. They are currently undefeated. So a lot of good games this weekend. And every weekend, it's going to be like a pressure cooker. Every weekend we're going to get more teams out, and we'll have a better picture of who's in. On the other hand, you might have chaos. I'm rooting for chaos. So we're going to sign off. Enjoy the rest of the games this week and weekend. Tonight and Friday night, you have an NFL game tonight, the Tennessee Titans against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's an old AFC Central rivalry. If you don't remember, when the Titans were in Houston, they were the Houston Oilers. So that's always been a great rivalry, even after the Oilers moved to Tennessee. All right, have a good day, everyone, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.